perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder, and it is a pleasure to have you with me. No matter how you're listening to Young Catholics Respond, thank you for finding us. And don't forget to share this program with a friend. That's the only way this grows, is to share it with a friend. So no matter where you found us, whether you found us on the Podbean app or you found us on iTunes Store, share it with a friend. And if you want to learn more about our ministry, we have so much going on. Visit patchworkheart.org. Again, that's patchworkheart.org. But on today's program, I am blessed to be joined by Penny Warner, and her and her husband, Matt, have been married for 26 years. They have four children, three sons, ages 9, 11, and 14, and their daughter is 18, attending Benedictine College in Kansas. They homeschool their boys, and they grew up Baptist but converted. They have been working with youth for over 27 years in the Catholic Church for 18 years. So they have a wealth of experience, both of them. But Penny, who is joining me today, has developed a devotion to the Divine Mercy, and the devotion to the Divine Mercy led her to develop this love chaplet that we're going to talk about today. So Penny, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining me on Young Catholics Respond. It is a pleasure and blessing to have you with me.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you inviting me on, and I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Be a great conversation. I just wanted to talk with you a little bit about your story. I mean, your bio certainly talks about it a lot. But let's delve into your story a little bit and talk with you about how this love chaplet came to be. Tell us the story about how the love chaplet came to be.
Okay, well, it was a while back, back in 2012, I had heard the Divine Mercy being sung one day at a Newman Center whenever I was there as a cantor there. And we had some missionaries come through, and we were just in there, and I heard the Divine Mercy being sung, and I went and found it, and it was on a CD. It was from EWTN, and I went straight home and put it on my computer so that I could listen to it every morning. There's seasons in my life when the Holy Spirit will wake me up, usually about 3 o'clock in the morning, which is sort of interesting. And one day I got up at 3 o'clock, and I was sitting at my table, and I was singing the Divine Mercy. And, you know, I couldn't express to the Lord how much I loved him. There were just didn't seem the right words just couldn't come. And so I just I asked the Holy Spirit to just share with me how I could express to him how much I loved him. And as I was sitting there to my left, interiorly, I saw my Lord sitting on my left. He appeared bloody and bruised, as if he had been at his time of his crucifixion. And I looked into his eyes, and I could see such love coming from him. And it was at that moment that these words started to come. And so I started to write them down. And, you know, at one part in it, it says, "I reach out, I touch your face, I worship you in this beautiful place. Mm-hmm. O most holy one, you saved my soul. Let me love you. You make me whole." So as I was writing that, it was actually as if I was touching his face. I reached out and I touched him. And the love that I had been trying to express to the Lord at that very moment was so real. And it just enveloped me so much that I could finally tell him how I felt and how much I loved him. And so that's how it started out. And then as time went on, that same morning, you know, he began to reveal to me about the love chaplet and how I was to go about creating it and writing it down. So that's how it started, all from that.
No, that's beautiful. And you know, I think that the image that you received from the Lord of being bloodied and kind of from that, you know, being ready to be crucified, right? I mean, that is the ultimate act of His love for us. And so, was there any, you know, feeling like, okay, you know, I love you that much that you died for me in that moment?
Yes, absolutely. That was part of the whole thing, because, you know, the divine mercy talks about His love and His mercy for us. And I feel like that this love chaplet is a way for us to express how much we love Him. And, you know, I really believe that in these days, you know, the church is going through great persecution, but I do believe that it's going to be even worse. It's going to get even worse. And we're going to be challenged, especially the youth nowadays. They're going to be challenged. They're going to be on the front lines. And, you know, I believe that God is calling us to a deeper love for Him, you know, a love that that we are willing to lay our lives down as a sacrifice for Him as He laid His life down for us. And so, yeah, you know, as we pray the love chaplet, we are able to express, you know, some of that sacrificial love back to Him, like He sacrificed His love and His life for us.
That's beautiful. I think a lot of people in today's society have a hard time concretely expressing how much they love God, and this is a great tool because it puts into words, it puts into words and prayer, into, you know, even a prayer ritual using a chaplet that you've created with, you know, a physical prayer as well, right? Like a rosary that helps people understand and express back to God, you know, I love you this much, even if my life isn't all perfect and it's all, you know, wrapped in a bow for you, I still love you. I still care about you. And you know, even if I can't express it, on my own, these words help somebody do that. And that's beautiful. You know, the chaplet, the love chaplet that was given to you by our Lord, truly is inspirational. And you know, you have so many different ways of praying it with the music and with different versions of the music. But what I want to, you know, ask you a little bit about too is, you know, this may have seemingly dropped out of the sky for you, but you've been faithful as well in making sure that you've listened to the voice and the voice of the church, which is so very important. You know, when you receive private revelation, to go through a process of testing it to make sure that it is of the Lord and all of that. So we want to talk to us a little bit about your process in developing that aspect of this devotion as well.
Yeah, sure. It is very, very important that, you know, we go through the right channels, because, you know, we have shepherds in our church who are able to discern, you know, things on a higher level. And, you know, I knew when I got the chaplet, when the Lord gave me the chaplet, that it was very important to kind of keep it to myself until I could talk to a spiritual director, and then ultimately my bishop. So I did that. I actually called and made an appointment with my bishop, and he met with me, and I explained to him about it, and I gave him an actual chaplet. And it wasn't for like 2 months later that I, you know, I thought he's not going to respond. What am I going to do? But then I just prayed and felt peace about it. And I finally got an email saying that he would be he would give me permission to share it, that he saw nothing wrong with the love chaplet, and that I could share it in his diocese. And for that to happen, it made me so much more at ease, because I knew that if I could get the permission from my bishop, then I could go ahead and spread the message of this love chaplet. And I have done that since. I've made several. And, you know, one of the things that the bishop said, and my spiritual director as well, said that the only way that we can really know if this is from God is if we test it and we see fruit from it. So that's, you know, I've just waited, and the fruit has just been coming and coming. And when I do give the love chaplet to somebody and they start to say it, they get that same message. Like, on my website, it says some testimonials there, and they all say the same, that I wasn't able to really tell God how much I loved him. And with this chaplet, it gives me a way to do that. And so that to me is fruit, because that's what the Holy Spirit said to me at the very beginning. And so I was very blessed to get my bishop's permission to do that.
Well, I know it's so, it's wonderful to hear, you know, especially when, you know, you begin starting to promote something like this and talking with people about this, that, you know, you sought those right channels, and the graces flow more powerfully from that when we are obedient to what the church teaches, what the Holy Spirit is asking us to do through the shepherds. When that happens, the graces flow incredibly powerfully through this. And so, just for our listeners, you're listening to the voice of Penny Warner. She has a wonderful ministry working with youth, and was really given this love chaplet to share with the world. And so, it's, believe it or not, it's that time. We have to take a short break here, and then when we come back, I know. And then when we come back, I want to talk with you, Penny, more about how the chaplet is called for the youth of today, and some of the things that are going around in youth culture, and how this is helping them overcome that, because I know that it was given for that specific purpose. So we're going to talk about that when we return here on Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder, right back after these messages.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Hi everybody, Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
This is Martha Fernandez-Ardina with your Love Minute, brought to you by rememberyouareloved.com. Do you know how precious and priceless you are in God's eyes? Let me tell you, you were worth redeeming. God the Father sent his only begotten Son to take your place so that he might die your death, so that you might live his life. That's how much God loves you. Christ paid the ultimate price for your salvation, so that you might enjoy eternity with God, so that God might make you again into his image and likeness. If you ever doubt how much you're worth, if you ever wonder how precious you are, think of the cross, think of the love, think of what God was willing to do for you and for me, for the sake of our salvation and sanctification, to love us day in and day out and for all eternity. For more on love, find us at facebook.com/rememberyouareloved. And remember, you are loved.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered: How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
Saint Therese of Lisieux's Little Way of the Cross, written by Victoria Clarizo and designed by Just Love Prince, is a beautiful prayer booklet that helps you pray the Stations of the Cross. Use these reflections to meditate on the great love and mercy that Jesus had for us as he journeyed to Calvary. The Little Way of the Cross includes gems from Scripture, the writings of Saint Therese, and the words of Jesus from the imagination and prayer of the author. Go to justloveprince.com to get your copy today.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder, and today my guest is Penny Warner. We are talking with her about an inspiration she received from the Holy Spirit called the Love Chaplet, and truly it is a beautiful inspiration. If you missed the first half of our interview because you're listening live on the radio, make sure you download the episode and listen to the first half of it on your favorite Podbean or Podcatcher application for your smartphone. But what I want to do, Penny, is we kind of talked about the history of the chaplet, how it came out of your prayer life. But now I want to shift the focus to what it's called to do in the world, right? I mean, we kind of, you know, yes, you talked about the bishop and how the bishop said, yes, I can, you know, yes, I can allow you to promote this. But Jesus and the Holy Spirit gave this to you for a specific group of people, right? The youth. And why is that?
Well, I just believe that in today's world, the youth are bombarded with so many negative things. And, you know, it's only getting worse. I know that when we started our ministry, when Matt and I converted, you know, life of a youth back in 2000 compared to now even is just so different. And I see them, you know, struggling with so much. And so they're really on my heart. And so that morning, whenever I heard the Holy Spirit and I wrote these words down, you know, he specifically said that this chaplet would be for the youth. And, you know, it wasn't a surprise to me at all, because my husband and I work with youth and we see the struggles that they have. So, you know, I knew that could be a possibility, definitely, that it would be for the youth. And something that's kind of funny is whenever I was making the chaplet, you know, making it specifically to what the Lord told me to put in it, you know, he said to make it like a rosary, but only make the decade parts 5 beads and not 10. And I said, well, why just 10? And, you know, the Holy Spirit's sort of funny. He's got a really good personality because
he does.
He said, well, only make it 5 beads because, you know, the youth won't pay attention if it's 10. Well, and that's totally true. Because you know, when I sit and say the rosary with my children, I can tell that they're like, oh, this is so long. But they're really excited to get to the Love Chaplet because it's easier to say and not as long. So, right. You know, I could see that was totally true for the youth. Yeah. And so, you know, I have given it to some of the youth, and, you know, they tell me the same thing, that it gets them to say to God how much they love him and how much it gives them a sense of peace, and it brings them back to the Lord. But I also see that the chaplet is also for like the young adults, more lately than in the beginning. And the reason why I think that is because, you know, we are put there to teach our youth, and our young adults are there to mentor our youth. And so to get our young adults involved in saying the chaplet and saying the love chaplet, you know, that gives them a sense of peace to be able to go and share that with our youth. So I see a big following with that in the young adults, because, you know, if we aren't able to share with our youth, then how are they going to be able to share it as time goes on? So it's kind of a trickling down effect, sort of like we teach the young adults teach the youth, and then the youth teach, and, you know, and so it just kind of goes down like that. So I, you know, the love chaplet is something that not only is for the youth, but it's also a way for us to teach our youth how to express their love for Christ, especially in these days when I feel that they're going to be so bombarded and see a lot more persecution in the church nowadays than we ever did. And they're going to be on the front lines. They're going to be on the front lines in that battle. And this is a way for them to show their sacrificial love for Christ and to know that, you know, it's a decision you have to make. You have to make a decision whether you're for or against. And, you know, Christ is really looking for that. Are we willing to lay our lives down for him as he did for us? So I know that this is what the Lord wanted for this chaplet, to help the youth in expressing their love for him.
You know, it's so beautiful. And I want to, you know, ask you a little bit about the chaplet itself and the different colors and what it represents. As you mentioned, it is kind of like a rosary. But it's little different in this very specific colors. You know, we see rosaries in every different color, and it's, you know, we can you know, even see other chaplets in every different color, but this has a specific meaning behind each one of those things. And actually the colors are identical to the ministry colors that we have here at Patchwork Art Ministry. So go ahead and mention, talk
oh,
to
it
us
sure
a little
is.
Bit about
I didn't
that.
Notice that. I did not I know. Notice that, but it is true. Yes, I was specifically told to make it a certain color, and the colors are purple, blue, and red, which I didn't really even think about the chaplet, the Divine Mercy chaplet, you know, is the colors of the image is blue and red, and I didn't even get that correlation until later, but, you know, we start out with the purple, and the purple is, it means royalty. But it also starts out at the beginning with, our love for the Trinity, because if you see the chaplet and you learn about it, it starts out with, I love you, oh my God, I love you. I love you, oh my Jesus, I love you. I love you, Holy Spirit, I love you. So those three beads at the beginning are, in purple, showing Christ's royalty and his kingship. And then the blue, are the five beads, and then you do the red in the middle, but are in the middle of the two blue. But the blue signifies baptism and water and being renewed in your baptism. And then the red is his blood that he shed for us. So it reminds us of his love and his sacrificial love for us. In the very beginning, though, you always put a heart at the bottom of the purple. And that's very important, because when you see that heart, then that reminds you of his love also. And you can start with that at the very beginning and then go around. And it's just five beads, and then the one red, five blue, all the way around till you get to the purple again. And those are the three beads that are most significant for me, because it's more, it was more of an intimate time. And that's when he was there by me, when I reached out and I touched him. And so you say that I reach out, I touch your face, I worship you in this beautiful place, O most holy one, you save my soul, let me love you, you make me whole. And you say that on each purple at the very end. And I wish that I could explain to you the feeling that I had that day whenever I was inspired to write down what the Holy Spirit told me to, because it's a feeling like no other, and I can't express that to anyone, but hopefully they will understand that when they say the chaplet. And that's my prayer, is that they will feel that love for Christ like I did that day, because it's a beautiful, beautiful love exchange between me and my Savior, the one who died for me. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a gorgeous chapel when you look at the picture. By the way, the website is lovechaplet.com. And then, so you can check out the website, but it's a beautiful chaplet, at least the one you have on the website.
That's the first chaplet. That's the very first chaplet that I made. And, I need to make a new one because it's messed up, because I pray it, all the time, but I just can't bring myself to do it.
Yeah,
I just keep fixing the one, because that's my very first one that's on my website, lovechaplet.com. And there's a way that you can contact me, ask me any questions you would like, listen to the actual recording that I made. That's a whole nother story. We probably don't have time to talk about the recording even, but you can hear that recording of the Love Chaplet. It's in a song, very meditative as you're holding the chaplet. I can get you a chaplet if they contact me. I make them myself. So it might take me a little while to get it to you, but I do make them myself. I would love to do that. I'm on iTunes. All those different ones. YouTube, right. I'm even on Pandora, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon. So you can definitely find me.
Yes. No, that's so good. Right. And all you have to do is search Love Chaplet, right?
That's pretty much. If you put Love Chaplet on YouTube, and even my name, Penny Warner, it comes up right away.
Yeah. It came up right away for me. So
I'm so excited that it's on YouTube, because, it's such an easy way for me to say, go do this, and you can listen to it right away. And I love that. I love that everybody can hear it, when they need to.
Exactly. So definitely reach out to Penny. Again, the website to do so is very simple, lovechaplet.com. Again, there's all the music there, right on the website, the whole story about this. It is very, very inspiring, and it's something that, is needed in today's world. It's been given, ecclesiastical permission to be spread. So it's something that we can get behind. It's something that we can pray in our own private devotion, and use in our life to pray for the youth specifically, the youth and young adults specifically. So, Penny, thank you so much for your time. This has been a fantastic spirit-led conversation, and just really, really thank you for your time. We'll definitely have you back on to talk more about your other endeavors in ministry in the future. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, keep beating to your Catholic heart. I'm Bill Snyder.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program, or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.